Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for My Lowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A 3-1 win for the Clan at home over the Dundee Stars. One man making his return to the team after injury is Tyler Schofield. Tyler, how was that, your first shift back after 7 games out?
It was good. It's nice to be back. You never enjoy watching your own team play, and especially when it's kind of a weird injury that you're not quite sure what it is. You just know you can't hold a stick or play, but it was great to be back out there, and especially with such a big game, you know, Matt Keith night, you want to get a win, and we played really well, but that one's over with, and now we got to win tomorrow.
Big atmosphere, obviously, with Matt Keith being in the building tonight. Did you guys feed off that?
Yeah, it's nice when you have a full crowd, and I mean our crowd's been pretty good, but obviously there was a little bit more tonight with such a special night, and we came out with a really good effort, and obviously I think the fans at the start were a big reason why.
That's it. And of course, having come off that injury as well, I don't know when you found out you could play again, but how did that feel, knowing that your return to the ice was imminent?
Yeah, we were kind of taking it day by day this week, and it kept getting better and better. And like I said, it's nice to be back with the guys. And when you're not playing, you kind of have a part of you that really wishes you were out there and not in the stand. So it was nice to be back, and it was nice to get the win and play the way we did tonight.
This weekend was huge, looking at it, Dundee right behind you in terms of the Elite League standings and the conference standings as well. Does that give you a psychological edge, this win tonight?
Yeah, it's nice getting the first one of the weekend for sure, but you know, if we, you know, we need to win tomorrow night, otherwise we're right back where we started with them before the weekend. So like I said, it was a nice win tonight. It was a really, really good team effort, but we need to win tomorrow night.
Is there a feeling you maybe should have scored more than you got in the end? You got the 3, but you maybe could have got 5, maybe 6. Plenty of chances.
Yeah, we had quite a bit of power plays, and I thought our power play actually did quite well. You know, we got 2 goals, but we did have some missed chances or some chances that we probably could have scored more, and you know, we're going to need to bear down on those coming down the last 13 games of the season. But again, it was a good game, and we didn't need them tonight, so hopefully we just save them for tomorrow.
And of course, that's a big game tomorrow up in Dundee. They're a different beast when they're at home.
Yeah, they've been playing really well. But I think if we work as a unit tonight and play the way we did, the system we did, and everyone working hard and working together, it should be a good outcome tomorrow night.
I think that was your last game before injury, wasn't it?
It was.
It was a win that night as well.
Yeah, it happened in Dundee. So, I mean, not looking at that, but no, I'm excited to get back and hopefully get another win tomorrow night.
And they got to win that night. You could be the lucky omen tomorrow.
I don't know about that. We'll see. But it's team effort.
Good stuff, Tyler. Thank you.
Thank you.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.